I was just thinking that once we get a better handle on that, we'll probably want to ask the state for the money.
Sort of a follow-up question on that, though, Chief. You know, one of the arguments for Measure 91 was that it would reduce law enforcement costs. And now, of course, you know, marijuana has been a violation. Possession has been a violation for a long time. But is there an offset there at all in terms of even that violation aspect from the police bureau standpoint?
I really don't think so because, you know, we spend almost no money on, you know, those minor offense, you know, marijuana smoking in public type thing or less than an ounce out in the field. Where we spend effort and where we'll need to continue to spend effort is the interstate trafficking of marijuana, which will continue to be an issue, may become even a bigger issue because of the law change.
Can't you tell somebody who's driving a marijuana just by turning on the radio and seeing what they're listening to? I mean, if it's the Dead or the Allman Brothers, you figure they are.
I thought that they were always driving more slowly in the right-hand lane.
Thank you very much, Chief.
Really thank you all very much. Appreciate it.